some shape, form, or fashion with Haile Selassie, may he get from Allah what he deserves. This is a situation where a person is coming to Islam and he has not entered into Islam totally and completely. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, utkhulu. He orders us, enter into the silm, into al-Islam, kafatan, wholeheartedly, come totally into al-Islam. Leave all the luggage that you have from jahiliyyah behind you. You can't smoke anymore. You can't deal with the women who are haram for you anymore. You can't be oppressive to your women anymore, and so forth and so on. So for you to come into Islam, after once being a rasta, or someone who has some connection with them, you have to reject that totally. Now, the people from Bani Israel.
No, I mean, in this time, the people who say what they say about Selassie wasn't kind of Selassie were all in these teachings or
Okay, I understand what you're saying. Yeah. He never claimed to be God reincarnate. I can't say that Haile Selassie said that he was the son of God, that I heard that or I read that he said that. But one thing I do know, that he slaughtered the Muslims of Habesha, of Ethiopia. He slaughtered them. And he made a lot of them mutamarridun, you know? Not mutamarridun, he made them sharraduhum. He put them in exile, drove them out. I know that for a fact. And I know that he cooperated with the kuffar when that drought was coming, and those kuffar knew it was coming for political means, and he allowed hundreds of thousands of his own people to die so that he can help the kuffar. So because of that, we say, may he get from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that which he deserves. If he's not Allah ilaha illallah, then he's a kafir. And there's no good in him. La khayra fi. Naam Abdul Rahman. That's a good question, Akhi. The Prophet ﷺ used to say every time before he came to talk to the people, إِنَّ خَيْرَ الْكَلَامِ كَلَامُ اللَّهِ وَخَيْرَ هُدَى هُدَى مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. The best speech is the speech of Allah. And the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَسَلَّمَ. So the best du'as that a servant can make, the best supplications that the Abdullah al-Muslim can make, is the du'as that you find in the Qur'an. So in this particular dua, it's not a dua that is exclusively to be said in the jihad. It can be said when you go to work. It can be said for any situation. For any situation. Because there is no text that comes to us to make it restricted. So therefore, the opportunity is allowed for the Muslim to use it when he deems it appropriate and necessary. Abu Ruqayya. That's it. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. حياك الله.
I'm 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 going to go to the next one.
يعجبني. يعني فالهو عجبها.